he published this work on the role of radiation therapy in the treatment of oral cancer. He then went on to become an expert in sarcoma, pelvic cancer, and many other cancer sites. But he was the pioneer of multidisciplinary management. He actually wrote in the forerunner to this that any surgeon that did not understand the other modalities involved in treating cancer in 1929 could not treat cancer. In 1940, he re-enlisted in the RAF as a wing commander, finishing the war as Air Vice Marshal. At the end of the war, he was then appointed Honorary Commodore of the Royal Air Force at a time when the only other civilian that held that role was Sir Winston Churchill. He retired in 1960 and died in 1973.